don't give a damn if it's 9 a.m. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. My football team's got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again. For a Shades of Blue After Dark.
After Dark. We may go past midnight.
Okay, aren't they always After Dark?
Yeah, okay, fair point.
Semantics, Allie. Semantics, jeez.
Fair point.
They don't let Bob out after, like, during the day.
Oh, thanks. We're night crawlers around here. Yes, we're recording this immediately following Sporting Kansas City's 1-0 win over the Colorado Rapids.
Yeah, an hour later.
Come on.
There was, like, interviews and stops at McDonald's. Come on. I'm being real. I'm telling
okay,
the truth.
Okay, so that had to expose me.
You just exposed yourself. No one said who had the McDonald's.
That's okay. I'll say it.
I'm not ashamed. Themselves, I mean,
no, it should be Cody, because Cody's like, I'm going to get a bottle of wine with opener. Or what's it called? Like a bottle opener?
She's
wine
hostile.
Opener? I am.
I got a bottle of wine
for
us.
You teased her with a bottle of wine, and then you can't open it.
I was gonna wine and dine all of us, and then I got the wrong kind of wine. This is a radio station. There's probably a wine opener somewhere in this building, among this crew of people.
There's got to be
I'm
a corkscrew.
Surprised
there's
not
this
one
building.
Right in here.
I wanted to make our theme song true, that we were actually drinking, but we lie once again.
We are only eating McDoubles and fries instead.
And drinking water.
But Allie's back, so that's good.
Yes, we're back at full strength tonight.
Which is why we're doing it now, because there's no other time between now and
Wednesday.
Next week.
We all begrudgingly drug ourselves to the studio to do this, but it's going to be great.
Yeah, because we're off to a good start.
Because we're just off to a flying start right now. Let's jump into it. Who's got a hot take for the win this evening?
Allie does. We know that.
It's not that hot, but go for it.
Okay, so my warm take, my bathwater take of the night.
You're lukewarm.
My lukewarm.
Semi-moist.
Okay.
Oh, moist. You're not. Girls don't like that word, man.
No, like
you're
that.
You're supposed to use that word, moist.
It's not that I don't like it. It was just like not the right word for what it is.
Right.
We digress. Okay.
Hot take.
I'll say it. Warm take. Too much hype around Johnny Russell.
Okay. That was an actual hot take, I guess.
So you didn't listen to my hot take.
I wasn't listening. That's pretty hot take, but it's a wrong take.
Oh. Well, Allie, let her explain
herself.
Defend
yourself.
Okay. I'll give my rationalization. So he wins the, like, sporting fan player of, was it of the month?
Uh-huh. Yep.
So he gets this huge honor. And tonight, I'm just going to say, wasn't that impressed with them. You know, I'm not going to really, we already talked about the New England game and, you know, other issues that happened there. But, so yeah, he gets a hat trick against Vancouver. But then the next two games, he's completely scoreless. And not only scoreless, but, like, especially tonight, I didn't really see, I mean, he created some good chances, but he looked, I think, overall kind of slow on the sideline. A little gas. I don't know if that is because of some sort of ailment that hopefully doesn't become anything serious, or just I'm not really sure, but just looked like a different Johnny. So
he was dragging, I think, but in the second half, whenever Colorado came out and they kind of opened up the match a little bit, Johnny was getting, you know, he had way more room to roam and more space to attack, and I think he turned his game around.
And I don't think it was so much that Johnny wasn't good, it was the rest of them weren't any good. It was not a good game. It was a 1-0 win, but they were just okay. This is a Colorado team they should have just walked over.
So were they just okay in the sense that, like, they weren't putting away enough goals, or did you feel like they were just okay in every aspect, like defensively, the way that they were, their flow, all that stuff?
I will mostly say in the attack. This is a team that looked like they could have come straight out of last year. A 1-0 win,
yes.
lots of opportunities. Hit the post four times, or post crossbar four times.
Yeah, in the whole game, I was waiting for them to concede that goal. Like I even turned to
and
Allie.
They it, should have yeah. in the 80-some-odd minute when Baji.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Okay.
Went wide
on that play though. I think the defense played pretty well, if you ask me.
Not bad.
That the build up to Baji's goal was another very weird. Oh yeah, almost goal was his shot was a very weird series of events.
Yeah,
Ike got in there and got a weird touch, and then Beisler. I don't know who the third defender was in this mix of people, but Beisler knocked it off of. Yeah, I think it might have been Ilya. And it just happened to bounce into him in on goal with only one person to beat. That was just unlucky.
Yeah, and so was the goal in New England. And unlucky, you could count several of those that have happened this year. But that's the way it is. They are dominant defense most of the time.
There you go.
And then the one unlucky or two unlucky things happen, and they give up a goal or not. But, I mean, that's that. They look like they were last year. That's what they look exactly like they were last year.
The offense. Well, yeah, okay, I guess
the
defense
team.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know how relieved I am to hear that? Because I thought I was going to be the only negative Nancy coming over here tonight. It's like,
no,
I better temper my negativity, drink the Kool-Aid of Sporting Kansas City. But, okay, all right, good.
Allie told me I was going to jinx the team, but I was trying to say it out loud, like, we need to score another goal because mm-hmm. they're going to score one, and it feels like last season. And
exactly.
It did. It really felt like last season. I was trying to say it so it didn't happen.
It did feel very much like last season. And, yeah, it was. I was worried, especially there in the 80 from minute on, that they would give up a simple fluke, weird bounce, bad missed call, something goal.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for Shallaway kind of picking the team up a little bit, whether it was because they were focusing on Russell on the other side, I don't know, but thank goodness Daniel was on tonight.
Yeah.
Well, semi on.
Well, yeah.
He was on more than anybody.
he was on post. And he buried a shot from, 3 feet out?
Yeah.
I never actually saw a good enough replay.
But he created some other stuff.
He did. Yeah. And he did some all right stuff.
And he blew a couple of big chances as well.
He seems to try to bend everything into the upper corner.
Yeah. he was
just
bending them
near post.
He was bending them, and he's got one of the most powerful shots on the team too. And I don't think he needs to be doing that.
He's trying to pick his corners. He said he had a plan on how to beat every goalie. That's I talked to him yesterday, and he said he looks at every goalie, tries to figure out how to beat him, and he has a way, he knows what he wants to do. And in Tim Howard's case, being an older keeper, they try to cheat. Because they aren't as good as they used to be. Not the exact word, but pretty close. And he was trying to, catch him cheating to one side. So I don't blame him for that. But he should have scored.
I actually did laugh reading your transcribed version of that interview. Because he is Shallowy is kind of candid. And he's he'll say things that, other players would never say.
Actually, I'm really looking forward to the post-game interview with him in the locker room tonight.
He was making you guys laugh over there.
Oh, it was funny because on several levels, but he was, I can't remember the exact quote. It would suck playing it off my recorder into the microphone, but he cussed a few times saying he was pissed about this and he's pissed about that.
Yeah.
And then Johnny Russell came back from the shower, so he's got a towel wrapped around his waist and around his shoulders.
Funny.
And then he comes Johnny Russell comes sneaking around reporters and making faces at Shallowy while he's talking. And then Shallowy starts talking about how he wishes he could be as good as Johnny Russell. And it was funny.
That's funny. Yeah. I was after I talked to him after that Vancouver win, and we were just talking about how, last season Vancouver beat Sporting twice. And he was yeah, that was really annoying. that's the word we're gonna use to describe.
It's an innocence about him. He's just very boyish and just
he doesn't have his man muscles yet.
Well, and
right,
I think he does not have his man muscles yet, but I think we notice it out of him because so many of the other guys on the team, like Matt Beisler, are just robots when they give an interview. And they're so well media trained, and you just get nonsensical answers, and yeah.
Oh, and one of the things he said is he goes, "I should have scored four more goals." I was pissed.
He should have.
Hey, he admits it, man. I like it.
I'm just gonna say it. Poor Kyrie.
Poor Kyrie.
Oh, that. I mean, you know, obviously we're glad Shally is there to clean up the mess. But, like, Cody and I were deliberating on this. Was the diving header the best option
that?
No, okay.
It was not.
Stick
it
out
was
your
not.
Foot, yeah, man.
Exactly. Howard even almost stopped because he knew he couldn't get there in time. And I think he was astounded to see what happened.
I'm going to say, I think the reason we were able to get the goal is because Kyrie diving for that shocked Howard so much that he, like, kind of got off of his, like, he just kind of froze for a second and then realized, like, oh, the ball's still in play and someone's here to clean it up. And Kyrie's still on the ground or whatever is going on.
It needs to be pointed out that Kyrie hit it off the post two times in that one play.
Once with his head, once with his foot. Yeah.
And the universe is just not going to let that ball go in the net. I don't understand it.
But when he finally scores at Children's Mercy Park, they need to do confetti on both ends. They need to do smoke on both ends.
Like,
they need
I
to set off the fireworks.
I will bring my own confetti cannon and run down there.
They need to, like, shoot T-shirts into the stands.
That's where you need to have your bottle ready to go and your opener.
Yes.
That's what it's got to be. And we got to do that in the locker room, actually.
For that week, it'll be... Did you just drop a fry on me?
It was a napkin.
Seriously, in the locker room, after fry Kyrie scores, we should do something to give him shit. Or celebrate, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Bring a bottle of champagne.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Do it like
No orange juice.
TP is locker or something. You know.
No, do it like they do in Major League Baseball when someone hits their first home run. They'll just, like, ignore him relentlessly.
There you go. Could do that, too.
I really do feel like, though, the team is going to have some, like, really big celebration for him. Just because I feel like, I mean, how many times has Peter now had to answer questions about, like, Kyrie? Oh, when's Kyrie going to score? And, you know, I'm sure that's, locker room, that's relayed in some way.
Okay, are you guys tired of that whole narration? Oh, he does so many different things for us.
He does.
He does, but he's a goddamn center forward.
Kyrie the creator.
And he needs to do his freaking job better.
Kyrie the creator should have had a second assist on...
That was a nice
a second assist
flick on
with the flick for
Shallowy. Yeah,
yes.
That was a nice
hey,
one.
Kyrie is the second one in the Audi Player Index tonight for second highest one in the Audi
How
Player
about
Index.
That?
Yeah, I have
and
a
the third is Johnny Russell.
I have a few words about the Audi Index myself, but
I hate to admit it, but I think the number one reason I'm skeptical is because it has a sponsor in the name of it. How legit can it be if it's called a sponsor?
You work for radio, so don't you live off of sponsors?
Yeah, and so I know how much people sell out and just try to slap something on everything.
No. Okay, you get points for hitting a ball off the woodwork. Yeah. Now, I understand that takes effort and some skill to some degree, but isn't the point to score? But anyway, that just irks me.
It is indeed.
Bit. Yeah.
He is on the Who Scored ratings list. He is seventh for out of sporting, so seventh in the sporting rankings.
Like, for this for his performance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I was wondering what the heck you were talking about there for a second. Okay.
Do I need to say it more clearly?
The Who Scored thing. I was like, what?
Oh, whoscored.com.
Kyrie didn't score.
whoscored.com.
Okay, we've got two new changes to the lineup to discuss. Let's start with Jimmy Madronda.
All right.
As number 10. How did he do?
I watched him the first 15 minutes, and he was totally out of his element. Actually, Roger was playing much more forward than Jimmy was. Jimmy was still kind of hanging back. It was kind of like a triangle with him, Ilya, and Roger, with Roger at the tip, actually. And Madronda and Lobato were having lots of trouble organizing and working together. And Roger goes over, and when there's a dead ball, and huddles with both of them and gave him a good talking to. He's like, come on, guys, you need to figure this out. And about 20 minutes in, Jimmy kind of got back to what Jimmy is supposed to do. So it took a while. Which is understandable.
Well, in some fairness, I mean, you bounce from one position to the next, and sometimes two or three positions in a damn game.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's a little fairness.
Going from being a defender to the creator, the maestro of the team, that takes a minute.
But it's good to see Captain Roger Espinoza taking care of things.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
That's what he does.
He was yelling at people the whole game, taking them to the side, and he was in Kyrie's ear a lot, I saw.
Yeah. I noticed that one, too.
As he should be.
Notice I called Roger the captain, so in case nobody noticed that.
Uh-huh. Roger had a very good game,
I was really... Oh, God damn it, Cody. I'm just kidding. No, I was really impressed. I thought Roger did well, and I know...
WhoScored.com has him eighth underneath of Kyrie, so...
Thanks, Thad.
Sorry.
Shut up, Thad.
I disagree. I thought he he actually had probably one of the best games of anyone out on the field. And I know we were just talking about how Madronda and Lobato had a little bit of, you know, kind of
early on. Yeah.
Early on.
They figured
early,
it out.
Yeah. But I was overall pretty impressed with Lobato. Like, just he had some really good bursts of speed into space and kind of did a good job because he wasn't being guarded super heavily. He didn't have a lot of, you know, action, you know, from the other team against him. But I thought he did a great job of when he did get the ball and did have the opportunity to, you know, create chances, he was being really quick and utilizing the space that he had well.
He's I like the way he plays. I like him with the ball at his feet. But I think there were a couple of crosses that got in that Jimmy Madronda would have stifled. He was giving a little, he was stepping back. He didn't want to get beaten, and he was, when someone was coming at him one-on-one, he would step back a little bit. And that allowed some kind of weak crosses in, but, you know, it wasn't, I think he did, I think he sufficed.
So great one-on-one defender Jimmy Madronda would have stopped it, right?
Damn straight.
I somewhat disagree with what Ali said. I think they did actually try to attack that side of Lobato and Madronda more than they did the other side, and it had some success there. I thought it was interesting later in the game when, what, Sinovic went in at left back, and I think that was a move to really solidify that. So we didn't give away that tying goal. But, yeah, worked out well, the moves that Peter made, I think the subs that he did.
Yeah. Jimmy didn't make it very long back there. That was only like 5 minutes before he got subbed
right,
out.
Right, for Sinovic, yeah.
Peter did say in the press conference he was surprised that Jimmy got tired. So that's why he came out. Yeah. He wasn't expecting that. He was actually looking to put in another attacker at one point. He said Rubio would have been the next one to go in.
Right.
But Jimmy unexpectedly got tired, so that's why Seth came in. So
more ground for him to cover at attacking mid.
Yeah. I don't know if it's more ground as much as it's like constant movement.
Constantly, yeah, that's true.
Side to side where the outside back is doing the long, you know, long straight run, long straight run.
Right.
I still think that means more ground to cover. But I know you just wanted to pick apart my argument.
I just wanted to provide a counterpoint. Not so, as much as wrong, it's just, you know.
Me and Thad agree on, like, on so much. We agree on almost everything, but we still somehow disagree, like, all the time. We still find
like
something to argue.
The most random things, like, what does covering more ground mean?
Yeah.
And a thesis.
I think it made sense. Yeah, that's
crickets.
Right.
Crickets.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Put him in his place, and now he's shut up over in the corner there.
I had nothing to add to that. I was leaving you hang yourself.
Okay, what else do we have to cover? Four shutouts in six matches. Remember when we were, like, worried about the defense?
Aww.
I remember reading comments about it's time to give Beisler and Opara a break.
Put in a more and Didich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what happens. Like,
Even though,
I'm glad we don't make the decisions.
Yeah. Even though Tim was wearing the off-white kit again, he did pick up a quality shutout. How many saves did he have? Did he have to work for it?
Not so much, no.
I don't think that
I mean,
he did.
Even the one chance that Baji had, how did he even not even hit the goal on that?
Yeah.
He made two saves.
Two saves.
Yep.
And one of them was in the middle of the goal. And you know what would have stopped that? A tree.
If you planted the tree in the right spot.
Oh,
and
man.
It would have to be a certain type.
Although
of tree.
The tree would have given up a rebound. So, trees don't make good goalies. Walls make good goalies.
A wall gives up a rebound, too.
Yeah, but you still can't get past the wall.
Team Melia is a wall.
He's a lot closer to it than he was earlier this year.
So, what did you guys think of Aiko Parra's attacking run tonight?
He had like four of them.
Well,
he had the ball
where
in
he
the box.
Down the end, but, you know.
It goes back to what we've been talking about. Why are our defenders like our new offense sometimes? Or at least in a lot of situations. And it was funny.
Because they know somebody needs to score.
Well, yeah. And if, you know,
it's a weird team.
It's weird. I love it. But it was funny. I talked to Ike after they tied Seattle in that really horridly cold game in April. And he was really, you know, he was saying how frustrated he was. Like, getting up in the air, getting ahead on the ball in the attacking third is like his bread and butter, is what he called it. And then tonight, you know, he was able to you know, get his bread and butter, I guess, and help get the bread in the basket for Shallowy in some way. But yeah,
yes,
no, it was cool
true.
To see
Good
him.
Point.
And he was even saying tonight how he, you know, he was just, his timing was off on that one run, and he was, you know, he was kind of frustrated that he couldn't get a finish on that one as well. But yeah, you know, I'm all for Zusi, Opara, Beasler, Melia, get them all in the box, get them all scoring goals.
So he served up the bread for Shallowy's butter.
Yes.
And Shelton's, whatever you want to call
no,
it.
No, Shelton was like the knife that helped.
Is that
spread
what it was?
It.
Okay.
We're reaching there. But yeah.
We really got everything we could have out of that analogy there.
Oh, man.
Who was the sesame seeds that go on the bun?
No, Howard's the no. server. I don't know. Okay, we'll stop there.
Okay, any other tidbits from the locker room? Let's give them some inside access here.
Oh, was there anything good?
Beyond something we'll probably talk about at the end. But.
Yeah, I think we're there. Let's just do it.
Are we there? Oh, okay.
We were told
there'll be some kind of announcement.
On Monday at Pinnacle.
At the training center.
And that we'll want to be there for it.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is.
Yeah. I try to, like, pry, is it the new number 9? And I was told, don't be that hopeful.
But.
Okay. What?
So if it is
could
a.
Be?
Yeah, right. What could it be? If it's a player, it could be a player, but it would have to be someone who is out of contract.
Yeah.
And I don't imagine that to be a hugely exciting signing.
No.
If it is.
They could sign.
It'd be like a Lobato signing.
Actually, well, they could sign a player that's not out of contract, but they just couldn't get him until the window.
Right. Okay. Okay.
It could be they're going to build a new stadium for Swope Park Rangers. It could be they're going to start a women's soccer team for the NWSL.
Ooh, I like both of those.
Could be
an ownership addition.
Could be
or something. It could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's keep wildly speculating.
Could be that Vermees is a finalist for the national team job.
Oh. Huh.
I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't think they would announce it that way, but.
No, they wouldn't.
Because actually, I just saw a tweet today about him. He's in the final running for the job.
Well, so then maybe
five, six other people.
Maybe it's that he has gotten the job.
Yeah, but wouldn't U.S. Soccer announce that?
Maybe they will. Maybe they are the ones doing the announcing.
I guess that's a possibility.
They said it was after training, so
yeah.
We'll see if Zavagnin's in charge of training that day.
Oh no, I don't even like talking
We're
about
really
this.
Starting.
I really, I do not like here. Even. I don't even like thinking about it.
Hey, you know,
it gave me chills.
Tweeting it out now after listening to the podcast.
There has to be somebody that takes that job. So. Yeah, but it can't be a trade or anything like that. Because the transfer window is closed, it could be a player that's under contract, but they could sign a pre-contract. So, like,
ooh, Busio has been bought by a
Barcelona.
European giant, perhaps.
Well, he just played for Swope Park tonight.
And he got hurt.
And got hurt. So, yeah, that's kind of doubtful.
Well, why would that change anything?
If he was being bought by Barcelona, he wouldn't have played tonight.
Fair enough.
But the fact that this is coming so close to the transfer deadline day might be a player signing. I mean, that it points to that.
Well, coming so close, it's on the wrong side of it, though.
Yeah, but that's just how things work sometimes.
Sometimes the final stuff does happen, but it's usually closer to it. I mean, there was like announcements the day after the window closed.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 days after, but this is a few days. Again, it could be a player who's currently under contract that will be out of contract at the window, at the next window, not this window. So it could be something like that, but I just kind of got a feeling it's not that big signing that we're all going.
I don't think it is.
So
okay, well, we will find out.
I bet it's going to be incredibly underwhelming when it happens.
Most of them are.
When we build it up to be a big number 9, yeah.
No, there's nothing that I hate more than situations like this. Like, oh, you're just going to have to wait and see. It's like, okay, well, just tell me now. Like, I hate being in suspense.
Well, that's why they just tell
Especially when I can never make practice. So you guys are going to have to be live posting in the Slack.
What time will this be at? They said after training?
I believe so.
Yes.
But so doesn't the way training works now, you have to go before training to talk to them? So they want you to go before training and then hang out all training?
No. Typically, the first real training of the week is open.
Oh,
they
okay.
do want to do media before training, but you can watch the entire training. So it's not like they'd...
I don't like that change this year. I like talking to them after.
I do too.
Because then we can see things to ask them.
They've bounced some things around this year. There was a point where we were getting them afterwards, but then it was trying to catch them as they're coming off the field. And they like to tell the players that before they train who's going to get, you know, they'd like to give them some heads up they're going to get asked by media because they have a lot of new guys that are not as used to media. So I think they get used to it, that might change. But.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
No, not breaking news, but it's funny. The Sporting KC recap email just came up. The press release in Cody's email that I'm just currently reading.
Ooh, what else kind of email does he have?
I don't know. What else is in here? Cody, go back to the email.
Does it mention anything about the announcement on Monday on there?
No.
Okay.
I think this is just the normal recap.
Peter Vermees earns his 150th win.
Aww.
That's cool.
Roger made his 200th appearance, right?
And Beisler's 250th, I think.
Although, if you read the Blue Testament,
was that funny, Alan?
Sometime in the next couple days, Mike will have all the stats. Then Mike Kuhn will have all the stats in his update. So,
one of these days, we're going to wrestle Mike away from his family, and he's going to come do a podcast here.
We're going to steal him in the night. Right before we record it, because apparently we record it the wee hours. And we'll have him just read stats.
By the way,
hour straight.
It's 14 minutes till midnight, so if anybody turns into a pumpkin or any other weird kind of things.
My friend tries mine turn into.
Good Lord.
Grow legs.
They're still here.
Cody, we're not going to talk about Wednesday, is that right?
I suppose we have time.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Wednesday, Atlanta.
So we don't turn into pumpkins come Wednesday.
Yeah.
Could be a dangerous match.
So let's ask the question, because it always must be asked. Does Kyrie Shelton start next week?
Yeah. I think there's any doubt, really.
But. Okay, let me rephrase that. Would you start Kyrie Shelton next week?
Next week being 2 days from now, Atlanta.
Yeah, as in Wednesday is next week, Thad.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah, yes. I mean, yeah, I would.
Them out there, I like it. We're a weird team. Our striker can't score. Our outside backs are fancy-footed midfielders.
Getting in the box.
The center backs play as strikers at times.
Our backup attacking mid is a left back.
The guy that wears number 10 is not a very good number 10. It's just such a weird team.
Ilya may get arrested because he got the snot beat out of him tonight.
Oh, he got beat.
Yeah, jeez.
Like a ragdoll getting thrown
around.
That
was like their strategy. Was every time Ilya touched the ball, just tripping.
Which I was kind of surprised. Like, I mean, I know he is a huge part of our movement all around the field, but like, did he require that much? Like, I don't know what the reasoning was behind absolutely pounding him like as many times as they did.
And I don't think he got the ball enough tonight, but that's another story.
I agree. That's
After getting fouled for like the 500th time in the 80th minute, he just rolled over and just laid there. He played dead for a couple minutes. It was funny.
Yeah, on the field after the game, some lady, I don't know who it was, probably someone I should know, but...
It was an owner's wife.
Okay, could have been an owner's
wife. So don't say something bad.
No. It was good.
What did she do?
She ran up to Elaine. She was like, are you okay? Because, she just, gave him, grabbed him around the shoulders or whatever. And just because, I mean, she's probably...
Everyone saw it.
Everyone saw it, yeah. He was also a lot of fouls.
That same lady tried to put a sombrero on Peter Vermees. Who was having none of it?
Shall we had one.
Had a sombrero on?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I missed
in
it.
In the locker room.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah. I got there before you did, I think. Yeah.
Okay. How about the TiFo? Do you guys like the TiFo?
I certainly did.
Target acquired.
It's going to be a t-shirt. Cauldron's put it on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it.
Yeah?
I like Let's to support it. The Cauldron.
Let's do it.
Well, they are supporters.
My $20 a year that I pay for my membership is just a donation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can buy the t-shirts.
Yeah.
And the hats.
And then before I come in the games, I can go get a free beer.
Which
you
I
can go get a free beer every game. That's really worth the $20, I would say.
It is.
So it's really not just a donation. You're paying for beer.
Well, you have to get there at a certain time before the game to get the free beer. But there's a lot of other perks. And I pay the $20, so it's like if any of my friends ever want to go, I can still buy tickets.
All right, so Wednesday night.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, I'm just afraid it could be a disaster. I don't know why. Well, prove me wrong.
Could be, but I think they'll go in there and they'll be super tight, super disciplined, super compact, all these other words.
Yeah, it's got to be the strategy at this point, yeah.
On the road against a team that's really, really good, they will try to possess the ball, but they will be much more worried about being compact and staying behind the ball. I mean, they're not going to bunker, but they're not going to be spread out as much, I think.
But you know this team, what they're like, though? Sometimes I think that same stuff going to a game, and they end up pulling off the win.
Yeah.
Or they get a draw somehow, some way, you know?
And that's why...
Exactly what I was just about to say.
Yeah. I would not be surprised, I mean, because I think we're all going to say it. I would not be surprised if they go down there and pull off a 1-0 win or a 1-1 tie.
That would be insane, though.
And, you know...
Why? Insane?
It just would be. Going to Atlanta, who does that? Who goes to Atlanta and does that?
Sporting Kansas City.
Well, we'll see, but...
For the record, okay, never mind. Wait, yes, someone has gone to Atlanta. Who got a point in Atlanta?
I don't know. Did somebody?
There's one. They have one tie at home. This game will be a battle of the top two teams in the Supporter Shield table.
Where's NYCFC? They got their butts handed to them today, didn't they?
4-0. That was amazing. I was trying to watch in between sleeping off a terrible hangover from First Fridays, but. Yeah, they. I turned it on.
That's why you didn't want to do the podcast tonight, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, we're tied with NYCFC. Okay.
No, we're not tied.
Well.
We're level with them on points.
Right.
And have the tiebreaker of...
Is it goal differential?
Goal differential first.
Okay.
And then it's... No, I lied. Wait, why are we ahead of them? Oh, yes, goal differential first.
Okay, 9-5. Okay, cool.
Atlanta United is very good, though. 23 goals scored, 10 allowed. And we thought we were scoring at an insane rate, and we're at 21 with 12 allowed.
Yeah, we used to be scoring at an insane rate. Now it's the old Sporting Kansas City of one goal or no goals.
Okay, so let's this get the rain cloud away.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm not super worried about the scoring.
Looks like you're trying to convince yourself.
I know I am, because I don't know. Gutierrez being out, I think, just put a lot of... I wasn't here Thursday to talk about that with you guys, but...
So you still have that angst in you. You need to talk
like
about
Felipe.
Just a little
bit. I mean, he was our guy.
Yeah. Things are different
without
him. I
saw him tonight at the stadium with his family.
Nice.
Maybe that's the announcement on Monday, is he's actually going to be healed in 2 weeks, not 2 months.
Oh, yeah, they had a typo.
The whole thing was
they
a
had
hoax,
a typo.
Actually.
But it was like there was too much like reaction to retract it right away, so they had to have a press conference about it. I bet that's it.
Well, everybody would be happy, right?
Yeah.
It's not a new player, it's not a roster move, it's not nothing bad. It's
a miraculous recovery.
No, they just got the wrong report, you know. It said 2 months, 2 to 3 months, and they actually it was a typo.
Weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. Yeah.
Weeks.
So,
Sinovic, Wednesday night?
Well, that's what I was just about to ask. Do you throw Jimmy back out there at 10?
Yeah, I think so.
I do, too.
I do, too.
I think Lobato played well enough in the back to keep doing that.
We might see Sinovic, though.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see Lobato because Sinovic was the one that he... put in the game before. Mm-hmm. I just figured that Sinovic was his first choice, but that might have something to do with the matchup, I would say.
Yeah, that thing that everybody says that Peter doesn't do, and he, you know, like actually put down players based upon who their opponent is and the strategy. Yeah, that may have been actually exactly what Peter does.
There you go.
So for
he is malleable.
All those other guys who read and listen to the pod, we're right.
We right, you wrong.
No, they're right too. Some of them are.
Everyone wins. We're all right. We're all right. What's that from That 70s Show?
Oh, yeah. Good job.
The theme song?
It's, I'm thinking more like Caddyshack.
Sing more for us.
All right.
I started and then I caught myself.
I was thinking the kids are all right, but okay.
Wow.
There's now a generational
I really tried to think of one. And I
between everyone in the studio a little bit.
Yes. The old guy sits over here. The other old guy sits on that side. The kids are on that side.
And the millennials are on this side, the cool side. I like that we're back at full strength. It feels right.
Aw, you guys miss me.
Nah.
Not like that.
Nah. Yeah.
We did, and you claim to have listened to the beginning of the podcast, but
I did.
Missed the part where we were saying we were going to test you. She didn't make it to the end.
I didn't make it to the end. I honestly was listening to it today at the stadium because I got there like super early for whatever reason, and then it got too loud and I couldn't hear the rest, so you know what, I'll have to just go listen to it on my way home.
Now you've got a new one to listen to.
But I was here, so it's not the same.
Yeah, do you listen to your own podcast?
Yes, I do, and I that's why I do the quick reference guide for all these posts, because these are long podcasts. Maybe some people have one topic they want to hear about. I want to help them out. Will you guys tell me, should I keep doing that?
Because
I've asked you guys. Now I'm talking to the audience when I ask that. I want them to tell me if it's worth it.
Say yes, audience, that Cody should keep doing that.
Okay, Thad's the boss. I'm just going to listen to him anyway.
Like, when do you listen to me?
When do I name a time where I didn't follow orders? Okay, wait. Name a time where you gave orders.
Yeah. This is not the Marine Corps. This is a soccer site and a podcast. This is cooperative.
Okay, well, you're opening my eyes here now that I can disobey and do whatever I want.
Well, it can take away your access. So you can do what you want, but if it pisses me off, I can do what I want.
Okay, fair enough. That's why you're the boss man.
And we do remember back to when you interviewed me, I do like violence once in a while. So
he does. All right, fam.
I'm tired.
It is approaching midnight. Actually, yeah. I think this clock's wrong. I think it is midnight.
No, it's 11:57.
3 minutes.
11:57. Okay. You have literally a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's about that time. I'm still not fully recovered from last night. I need to go to bed. What soccer's on tomorrow? We have MLS tomorrow to watch? Okay. Thanks, guys. Shouldn't have asked that. That was my bad.
I
was trying to look it up while I was asking it. Okay.
I won't be around a TV like at all tomorrow. That's why we had to do it today.
So, no other preview for Atlanta, but we will get together and get another pod to recap the Atlanta match. And then we have a break, right?
Yes.
A week and a half break.
And in that pod, we should do a pod that week and like recap like the season or...
Yeah.
We'll have a guest or two, I think, probably.
Say that.
At least one.
Step up to the mic there, kid,
that. We'll have a guest. At least one, I think. And we do have Orlando RSL tomorrow.
This is news to me. Who's our guest? Blink it to me. Morse code. I'll mute it.
You don't know who he is.
Okay. Well, that wasn't a good teaser for anyone listening.
A local broadcaster. Yes. He's been on some broadcasts.
Do you not know this either? Bob's winging it here.
No, that
he's gone rogue.
I know who he's talking about.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But
all right, that's what you have to look forward to.
And what about Zach?
Zach. That's a good time to have Zach on. Zachary Cobb.
Okay.
We're going to have him on. I want to rejoin the Kick the Ball podcast. I want to reunite him and James on here one time. But James is also a family man, and I think that's going to be difficult to get him in here. And because he doesn't like me.
How could they not like you, Cody? Come on.
I'm difficult to like right away. I grow on you. It takes a minute.
Okay.
It's like a rash.
Well, Thad's known me so
annoying
long.
Annoying and red.
Yeah. That was a very good analogy, as much as it bothers me.
But after a while, you just get used to it, and you don't even scratch anymore.
Yeah. You get used to it, you even kind of like it a little bit.
And you miss it after a while.
Yeah. You'd miss it if it was
gone.
It
becomes routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is Cody in a nutshell.
And then there's surgery.
Thanks.
Yes. We love this source. Is we love Cody, so that's I don't want people to think I hate Cody because I don't. He's a good guy.
I think Thad's tired.
I'm very tired.
I just hit a wall.
I still got like 2 hours of work to do. I got photos to get loaded up.
And yeah, you have all the pictures of me.
And Allie's gotta go home and edit those videos so yes. We can post early in the morning.
No, it's the sporting game photos are not even like on my priority list. They're like tomorrow or Monday. So
yes, you can also, I meant to mention this earlier, look forward to Allie's post-game interviews with Vermees. We got big time this week. That was cool.
Yeah.
I think that was by accident, wasn't it?
It seemed a little by accident.
Because Robo just grabbed Peter and like, oh, there's somebody here. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he was like expecting to talk to more people because like he talked to Carter, obviously, like right after. And then he was kind of like lingering around, which I'm unsure why. And then I think either Robo, someone came up and he's like, want to talk to Peter? I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to say no. So
he wasn't just lingering around. That man works very hard after a game. So many people want to talk to him. He's got to shake hands with whoever these random people are that got to come on the field. He's got to go
important
talk to
people.
This person. And what?
Important people.
Got to go talk to the press.
Me. The Blue Testament.
Owners.
Yeah. The dude is working very hard. When the game ends, it's like game time for him.
If you see how much he's moving around during a game, this is like calm.
Yeah,
this is like the cool down.
Oh, he was. I took a Snapchat of him from the press box tonight. He was. That's the assistant referee on the side was just getting wrecked by him the whole time.
Was it one of the like 17 times they like hacked down Ilya?
Yeah.
Because I saw him like jumping up and down, like. Because
I think we're talking about the same moment. Well, he turned and just gave the like, I absolutely fed up.
And I do have a question about that. Like, you can get persistent infringement for a player like constantly hacking people, right? Well, it should be persistent infringement for people constantly hacking one guy.
I was. This is so weird. Yeah, we should have talked about this. Thinking about that, but who do you give? It's just
the last one.
The last
card?
One. It's just
is that a
unlucky.
Bench card?
That would be a really unfortunate yellow card to receive. But I do agree. It seems like if it was that clear, like that it becomes the game plan is to hack this man down. Something
okay,
needs to be done. Give it to the coach.
You get to hit Ilya twice, and you get to hit Ilya twice, and you get to hit Ilya twice.
Literally, assign that to the bench. I'm for that. If one player is getting hacked all game, it was the coach's game plan. Coach gets a yellow card.
I'm good with that.
Reminds me of the Open Cup final last year, trying to beat the shit out of Blessing and Gerso.
Yeah.
And they did. Knocked them both out.
Yeah, you know, just to make it like really annoying to the other team, give it to Tim Howard. You didn't touch him at all, but you're getting
a yellow card.
As far
as we know, behaved himself tonight, as far as we know.
Seemingly was
behaving. He's probably at the strip club right now.
Yeah, he's at
Bazookas.
Bazookas. There we go. I couutn't get it out of my mouth.
Totally naked.
Totally nude. That is Bazookas,
totally
though.
Okay.
That's the sign that is above Bazookas. I don't know this from experience.
Right. It is like right by my work, and I'll just be like walking to grab lunch or coffee, and it's like,
you should
cute
go
coffee shop, place for lunch, cafe, totally nude.
And then in all caps and bright letters, totally nude.
I only know because it's next to Tom's Town. So yeah, that's all.
Tomstown's fun.
Yeah. I love Tomstown. Yeah. I actually had a work function there, and it got pretty weird. Gin shots, because I'm sure no one ever takes those.
Mm.
Rightfully so.
Gin is gross.
We literally took shots of pure gin, and the night ended.
I'm with you.
I'm
with you on that one. Gin, yeah.
Not for me.
Some people like it, but they're weird.
That will leave gin out of our breakfast cocktail.
Yes.
Concoctions.
Allie and I have a business plan
for
getting people drunk in the morning.
Because you guys can tell us how you feel. if you want to add a comment in addition to your sporting related comments.
Oh, Lord.
Is this the podcast that's gone most off the rails? Oh, my God.
I don't care. Okay. Thad and I were saying there are no good alcoholic beverages for breakfast. And we think mimosas are gross. They're too much orange juice, as I've come across.
I think mimosas are fine.
Bloody Marys are whoever thought.
I agree with
who
you there.
Put tomatoes and
you're
vodka
just,
together.
You're just making your mimosas wrong.
And beer mimosas is a Kansas City thing that I will never understand, nor will I ever get behind. So.
And it, why ruin good beer by putting something else in it?
And
why
it's
ruin
not,
good champagne?
That's the point. With beer mimosa, you use Coors or nonsense
yeah, Coors.
American mass breweries.
PBR.
I'd rather just have the beer.
Same with mimosas. I'd rather just have the champagne. It's like,
so there has to be good alcoholic drinks in the morning.
Champagne alone is a morning drink.
Yes, it is.
Like a cranberry pomegranate smoothie with alcohol in it.
And maybe protein and vitamins.
Bad sane smoothie.
Oh,
there's
man.
The teddy bear side of him.
The healthy.
It's like, I just want a smoothie.
The healthy smoothie to make you feel good.
I make a smoothie every morning, and it gives me life, gives me everything I need, except
alcohol.
Drunk. Except I don't get drunk from
it. Is that a hangover cure?
It would really just complete the whole thing if I could just start off my day drunk
exactly.
every day.
Protein, sugar, vitamins, healthy stuff, alcohol. You're done.
So, guys, look for us on Instagram. We're going to be the next Instagram influencers with these alcoholic beverages. We're going to have every Bachelor or Bachelorette contestant promoting our new drink with a hashtag TBD. But anyway,
call
I think.
It the shady blue. I don't know.
Ooh. Mm. We're on to something.
All right. 3 points in the book. Let's go to bed.
Six points. Swope Park won tonight.
There you go. Swope got the win.
3 points against a Western Conference opponent.
We're going to.
It was only Colorado.
Yeah, but still.
We're going to figure out what happened to Busio and get you that information as well.
And a major, huge announcement coming Monday.
Huge. Biggest ever.
How did they phrase it when they told you? Because, I mean,
I just said there'll be an announcement that you want to be there for.
That you'll want to be there for.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean a whole lot. It's going to be underwhelming. I'm not getting excited
It'll
for this.
It'll be underwhelming. No doubt about it.
I kind of want to go, but.
They're going to have a third kid or something. I mean,
oh, God, no.
No, they MLS really? Did away with that.
Well, maybe that's the announcement.
Well, the plastic one's a third kid.
Well, then why wouldn't MLS make the announcement?
I thought you said a third kid. What? Oh, my God.
The team has
I'm
adopted.
Tired.
Or, oh, God, I just thought of this. Could it be that the national team's actually going to use Pinnacle? That wouldn't be the announcement, would it?
Is that not already a thing?
They haven't yet.
Oh,
yeah, I hope that's not it. Oh. I don't think that would be it. But yeah,
quite honestly,
you hope that's not it because you don't want that to happen, or
because
no, that would
it's
be...
because that'd be very underwhelming.
Right? Okay, that is.
Well, it would be good, but it's
yeah.
Like,
that's officially my guess now.
That would be a underwhelming announcement to have everybody come out for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's definitely a press release for the.
Exactly. Yeah.
In my opinion,
that won't be it. I just had that thought.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
It's after midnight. I'm going to bed.
Alone.
Hey, you don't know that. You don't know my business.
Well, I am, so.
Don't want to, neither.
I'm speaking for myself. Who said I was speaking for you anyway?
You looked at me.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
Time for bed.
Podcast listening land, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah,
we're
have not-
sorry that this went so far off the rails. I'm trying to interrupt Cody every time he speaks now.
I don't think we've spoken about soccer in the last 10 minutes.
Good night, sweetheart.
So
it's
when you
go.
Finally do the timeline of this podcast, because I doubt that you do it tonight.
Not going to happen tonight.
You can put in that, yeah, well, we didn't talk about it for the last 10 minutes. We talked about our business.
We got a little slap happy towards the end.
So you may have gotten to know us better than you wanted, but
yeah.
Thank you for listening if you got this far. If you got this far, put a comment in the post saying that you made it
Prove
to
it.
The end.
We'll
Prove
get you a t-shirt.
No, we won't. You will not get anything.
No,
maybe respond.
We will get you coupons for future drinks at Bad Nally's Bar.
Breakfast bar. Or it could be cool to have like a drink truck. Like food trucks are a thing. Let's do a drink truck.
Let's stop business plan. This isn't a business meeting.
Cody's pretty. Like, damn, we haven't even drank during our podcast yet. What the hell?
We didn't have a freaking wine opener. Here we are, full circle.
We didn't even drink, and it went off the rails anyway.
Also, let Cody know the varieties of alcohol that have screw tops.
I'm not going to live that one down. Okay. Everyone, sleep tight.
Good night.
Or happy Sunday. How about that? This is your WOD listening on Sunday. Happy Sunday. And we will talk to you after the Atlanta game. Go Sporting. Woo.
The other side don't seem so tough. And 3 on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolve comes off like butt buttons. Got me drinking. Things got me drinking. Give me a bit of whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake, that's what I'm in. My foot for things got me drinking. My foot for things got me drinking. My foot for things got me drinking.